This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Brad Mattis is with us today from Life Issues Institute. Their website is lifeissues.org, lifeissues.org. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. We have Mark calling from Monroe. Hi, Mark, you're on the air.
Hi there. I just want to point out the hypocrisy and manipulation when it comes to these revealing videos. The point is David Dalyden, you know, he gets in trouble for revealing those videos. But, you know, in contrast, and again, I don't want to totally get into the political side, but my point is the video aspect of it is when Trump, you know, that video against Trump, they use that against him totally, and there's no mention of, you know, the informer. In other words, there's a hypocrisy and manipulation behind the videos.
Hmm. Brad?
Well, yes, that's typically the way the media operate. And by the way, when those people tell us that the videos were highly manipulated and edited, I ask them to go to the website, and we have them posted on our website, and you can see the entire video. If you're willing to sit through all of that, there's a lot of nothing really in between that they've cut out. But you can get the entire video unedited, and you can get proof there that they did not change the way things were presented, and that, yes, the Planned Parenthood people and the abortion industry are as bad as they look.
Our next caller is Quan from Racine, Wisconsin. Quan, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm a devoted Christian. I love my religion, but I have to get this off my chest. Why do we, as Christians, always take the road to you know, make decisions for other people? Why can't people make decisions for themselves?
You mean, in other words, like if somebody, you have a neighbor who wants to, they're frustrated with their child and they just want to kill them, that should be okay?
No, I mean, as human beings, we're meant to make our own decisions.
Well, yeah, that is, your neighbor next door is wanting to make their own decision. They're frustrated with their child. They're not obeying them. I'm just going to go kill that child. I mean, that's their decision to make, right?
Yes.
Well,
I'm. Thank you for your honesty. Yeah. I can say that, Quan. But we are talking about killing innocent babies and hurting the mothers and fathers. And that child growing within her womb underneath her heart is pumping a blood different than that of hers or the father's. We cannot stand idly by while these children are massacred by the millions. Look at World War II and how the U.S. was so late in getting into that war and helping the Allies free those victims, those Jews and other people who were being exterminated in concentration camps. We are seeing the same thing. We're seeing a modern-day Holocaust in America. The concentration camps, the killing camps, have been replaced by pristine abortion facilities under the name of Planned Parenthood and others. They look very fancy and of the latest architecture, but they are rotting inside. There is blood running literally inside those places where the children are being killed, and we have to stop that.
Yeah, yeah. To be that voice for the voiceless, thank you for your candid comments. We do disagree with you in that regard. And matter of fact, we would argue, Brad, that Scripture gives us a mandate to speak on behalf of those preborn children.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. One last call. This is Mike in Bayview. You're on the air, Mike.
We can't forget that these women that have abortions, they have nightmares of this all their life. We have people, women in our churches that are in their 80s that still never forget this.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's not just taking one life, you're destroying another as well, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that if we're true Christians out there, maybe a few of us more should be able to get down to these death camps. And it's simple to talk to these women and, you know, have a small conversation, tell them about the Lord, and people do turn away from that. So any Christians out that are interested, come on and do something, you know, for life. That's my opinion.
Thank you.
God bless, and thank you for your your wonderful program today.
Mike, we appreciate your call. And Brad, that just really leads us here as we have just a couple minutes left in the program. I'll have you respond to Mike, but there are no doubt people who are listening to this program right now who've had abortions and looking for a source of hope and help for them as well.
Absolutely, and I want to speak to those individuals. I counsel post-abortive fathers and help them through the grief and shame of abortion. And if you are one of those individuals who believe the lies that you were told during a time of crisis and now realize that you took the life of your child and are struggling each day to deal with that, contact us at lifeissues.org and we can get you a free counselor to walk you through the grieving process. I want to tell you that there's hope and healing for you, even for the sin of abortion, because Jesus, when he said, "It is finished," on the cross, he meant that he paid the price for every sin, including the sin of abortion. There is no sin too great that cannot be covered by Christ's blood. So understand this, that there's hope, there's healing, and there's forgiveness for a repentant heart. Contact us at lifeissues.org, and we'll get you on the road to healing.
Is there a contact number there as well, Brad?
Yes. If they want to phone our office, it's 513-729-3600. That's 513-729-3600.
And, folks, we would encourage you to follow up with Life Issues Institute there as well. And there is much information on their site. Number one, as Brad was talking about, to become educated yourself. Become educated yourself on these issues. And, the information is readily available. Perhaps it was not as readily available at the decision of Roe v. Wade in 73. It is readily available. Let me just ask you this in closing, Brad, as we look at this issue and what's happened through these years, are you confident, are you optimistic that we can see the change take place in this land as it relates to the topic of abortion?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. I started in this movement as a senior in high school in 1975. For 41 years, I've been laboring in this pro-life group along with so many wonderful other people, and we have seen developments along the way. Momentum is gaining. The next generation is so pro-life. Technology is opening the window to the womb. Life is undeniable, and yes, we're optimistic we're going to win.
Brad Mattis with us today from the Life Issues Institute. Thank you, Brad, for carving out the time to join us today.
Thanks, Jim. I'm happy to be with you.
And folks, again, the website, lifeissues.org, lifeissues.org, or you may call them at 513-729-3600. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.